I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Many of you have learned to become accustomed to getting lots of information coming your way during a one-hour ET Yoga session, and tonight will be no exception. We'll be getting into our usual topics of some yoga tips as well as reality creation, and there will be a focus this evening on techniques. So if you're interested in things like meditation and lots of other interesting techniques that have been part and parcel of ET Yoga over the years, tonight's a good night to get caught up on that. But before we get into all of those topics, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual way with a little bit of a new wrinkle, because in addition to the Hari Om mantra, which we'll we'll also have the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation, and these are both short clips, but if you learn to focus in on them, I think you'll find that you'll get a very beneficial result from doing that. So if the guys in the booth would play the Hari Om and the XYZ, that'd be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari Om.
Hari.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari
Hari Hari Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari 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 Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om
Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Hari
I'd like to share with you the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back. All the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity and it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you out the front all the way to infinity, but it returns even faster now out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front. Back and forth, 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 back and forth. And out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity and back out the right side all the way to infinity and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side and back out the right side and side to side and side to side and front and back 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down. Clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clack, clickety-clack, clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension, a new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent, until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is, and as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse, you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda doing the Hari Om chanting, or Japa Yoga, J-A-P-A. And that was a clip from back in the 1970s. Swami Satchidananda was the founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes. And the second meditation, which is called the XYZ, Extraterrestrial Meditation, I actually got that information from Bashar, who is channeled by Daryl Anka. And back in the days when I was chairing the committee for the development of the Extraterrestrial Open Contact Act, I got permission from Daryl to use the XYZ at workshops. And tonight's going to be a workshop mostly around techniques, but much appreciate the XYZ. It was designed to expand consciousness. And, of course, this is my version of it. This is an obviously Daryl that did that. That was my voice doing the XYZ, my version of that meditation. So for openers on tonight's program, there's a couple of pretty interesting techniques. And, of course, the Om that's in the Hari Om mantra. Om is the first and foremost of all mantras, and it is the sound of cosmic energy and contains all the sounds in itself. The spiritual efficacy of Om is heard not by the ears but by the heart, and it surcharges the innermost being of a person with vibrations of the highest reality. And all galaxies, including ours, are rotating, and the sound they make is Om. And the Anuswaram, or the nasal sound, that humming, it boosts the production of nitric oxide in the body. And this was known to Indians and documented more than 7,000 years ago. And Om also opens up quantum tunneling, where the wormholes do not have a restriction of speed of light. And the secrets of this universe are contained in energy, frequency, and vibration. And if you make the sound of Om in front of a drop of liquid, it'll transform itself into a Sri Yantra. That's S-R-I, a Sri Yantra, which is a very specific visual form, which is symmetrical and also holographic in that every bit of it contains all of it. And this Sri Yantra was revealed to Maharishis with 12-strand DNA and king-sized pineal glands more than 8,000 B.C. And there's another interesting technique that you can do, and that is to get yourself a visual picture of a Sri Yantra. And as mantra is a repetition of sound frequency, yantra is a visual way to meditate, and some people are very attracted to this method. So I highly recommend you try that. Get a hold of a Sri Yantra. That's S-R-I-Y-A-N-T-R-A, and it's called the King of Mantras. And It's a very powerful technique, very much connected to two counter-rotating tetrahedrons, because it's kind of a visual form of that, and also can be a very powerful technique. I'd like, I guess, at this time to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma as much as humanly possible. Now, in continuing on with the normal train of thought, as I was preparing for tonight's program, a lot of different people sort of came to my mind and are connected with the same basic idea, and that's connecting with this energy that some people call the field. Some people might call it zero-point energy. But it all relates to being nobody in no time, or being everybody in all time, which comes down to be the same thing. Or as I used to say in the old days, you, me, everything and nothing is all the same. And interestingly enough, relating one of the people is Muji. And if you don't know about Muji, M-O-O-J-I, I highly suggest you check him out on YouTube. One of the high beings on the planet, in my opinion. And according to Muji, every sentient being is naturally conscious of its existence. Everyone knows and refers to themselves as I am. And when we say I am, it points to consciousness and to sentience. I am is the untaught way of self-knowledge. However, consciousness, due to the conditioning it has received, started identifying with the instrument through which it can taste its existence. Hence, the idea, I am only the body and personality, was born. It is a severe limitation upon one's being and the chief cause of suffering in this world. But each one has the potential inside themselves to discover their inherent freedom and escape this delusion. On a deeper level, this is really what motivates our existence. Unaware of the timelessness and the tremendous harmony that exists in the universe, the human is restless. And this restlessness is actually a search for lasting satisfaction. As persons, we are compelled for a while to search for fulfillment in the fleeting objects of this world, which are time-bound. But that essential itch is only alleviated once and for all when our personal identity is merged with our timeless being. And it's this soul concept here that I think is a very advanced yoga technique, and that is to just develop your awareness. And what does that awareness entail? It awares you not having an identity. Identity is just a place to be stuck. Even if you think you have a special relationship with the guru, that's another identity. So the idea here is kind of expressed by Bashar when he said that there's only two objective facts in this universe, and that's first, that the universe was created from unconditional love, and second, that you have awareness. That's it. That's only things that are objective. Everything else is subjective, including your personality. And interestingly enough, way back decades ago, when I first got into yoga practices, There were a couple of techniques that I utilized. One was I used to keep a notebook on every time I caught myself being angry. And because I learned that you can waste enough energy in 5 minutes of anger that'll mess you up for the rest of the day or a couple of days. So, and the idea here was is that when I started making note of it, I noticed I was angry a lot more than I thought I was. And, of course, the whole idea here is that at one point you become aware of you becoming angry, and the quicker that happens, the quicker you can just transform the energy. And as well, the other technique that I was using was called witnessing. So I guess this all relates to the concept that most people think they are their thoughts. In point of fact, when you get really angry, you do become those angry thoughts, and it's a negative spiral. So the idea here is that when you're witnessing your thoughts, then you're not stuck in them, and you're able to, as Swami Satchitananda would say, anger should only be used as a tool to clear up an injustice. Other than that, it really has no purpose. And the idea here as well is to have that just awareness or that witnessing. And I spent about 2 years actually on that technique, just mastering the concept of witnessing. And the ideas are also expressed in other ways, as Sadhguru, that's Sadhguru, would say, when he talks about the difference between intellect and intelligence. Intellect is connected to memory, and anything that's in the field of intellect and memory is related to ego. And intelligence is in that, what we would call the field. It's not about the rational thinking mind. In point of fact, Bashar has put light on that subject as well, by saying that actually the rational mind isn't even no pun intended, the rational mind can't even come up with a creative thought. Creativity comes from higher self. So creative thoughts come from higher self. The brain is the receiver of that information, and the mind is the perceiver, as in already happened. And the bottom line here is that all creative thought comes from higher self. So if you have anything that's a real creative thought, such as in the movie A Beautiful Mind, where the main character in the movie was skipping classes, I believe, at some prestigious college. It might have been Harvard. I'm not certain I remember that part, but I do remember that he was trying to come up with a creative thought. And it's not so easy to come up with an original creative thought. But when you're connected more with your higher self, they come all the time. A lot of people would like to call this intuitiveness. But the point here being is that real intelligence is connection with higher self. And in my opinion, the most intelligent people aren't those that have learned how to regurgitate information from our educational systems. Real intelligence comes, and real intelligent people are people who can connect with their higher selves. And the more connected you are, the more intelligent you are. In fact, it even gets into a place where you reach a space where if you ask the question, you get the answer, and you actually can hear the answer. In fact, anytime we ask a question, the answer automatically comes. It's just a question of are we able to hear it? And another way of talking about that energy, I find it comes from three guys that are more involved with science, and that's Joe Dispenza, Greg Braden, and Dr. Bruce Lipton. And I really like it. Joe Dispenza talks about connecting with the field, and also that the heart acts as an amplifier. And we're talking about Greg Braden, of course, with his famous YouTube, Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes. He talks about the three practitioners at a Beijing Qigong center who make a woman's tumor totally dissolve in 3 minutes, and that's done through a process that connects heart-brain resonance and combines the concept of thought and emotion and with the idea that it's already happened, that is the healing. And, of course, this is a connection as well with the field and creating heart-brain resonance. Creating heart-brain resonance actually puts you in a state of being able to be in the optimum position to do manifestation. And I really like that all three of these guys actually were in Romania recently doing a workshop when my relatives attended. And I think they're all talking about the same thing here. Muji, Sadhguru, Joe Dispenza, Bruce Lipton, and Greg Braden, all these guys are talking about that field. And you can call the field lots of things. Other people might call it the chi. And then there's another guy out here that I really think you should really connect with, and that's Mike Emery, and that's E-M-E-R-Y, and his Bubble Tech. And Bubble Tech is dealing with orgone energy, and as he would say, it's kind of like no time and all time and no place and every place. And it's also a way as well to connect with this energy. And when you connect with this energy and you do intent with thought and emotion, it is an optimum way to manifest. And there's several YouTubes out there. If you check out Mike Emery, especially one I like is the FISG 66th and 67th meetings. One is tagged with James Rink and Mike Emery. And to me, this is the whole area that we need to be moving towards, because it's the answer to chemtrails, for one thing, because you can put four of these orgone pyramids on your property and eliminate chemtrails. You can also put them in your house. They actually eliminate unwanted pests, as well as create an energy that protects you from 5G. It converts negative radiation into positive energy. And it also has its manifesting aspects with respect to putting intent into the bubble and there being a manifestation that relates to healing as well as other areas. So this is another a very interesting technique, and one that I think that the ET Yoga audience would love to be a part of and to explore, because it's a very fascinating field. I'd like to, as long as we're talking about techniques, I'm going to mention sun gazing. Sun gazing, as taught by Hira Ratan Manik, that's H-I-R-A-R-A-T-A-N-M-A-N-E-K. Hira Ratan Manik is the best I've ever seen on this. I think that, you know, he's the only, there's lots of ways to get the same information, I suspect. But I'm now in the process of up to about 15 and a half minutes doing sun gazing, and I've noticed some improvement in eyesight, which is a very common thing. Of course, during the whole process, you do bring sunlight into and all of your internal organs. It has benefits that are far-reaching. The idea here is to only look at the sun at 1 hour after sunrise or 1 hour before sunset, and you start with 10 seconds, and you add 10 seconds every day that you do the event. And the process is cumulative, So if you happen to be cloudy for a couple of weeks and you can't do it, it doesn't matter. When you can do it, you do it. Try to be consistent. Add on 10 seconds each time you do that. And you need to get into following the program to see what you do after you get up to about 45 minutes, which, I don't know, I've been doing it for about a year now, and I've managed to get up to, like I said, about 15 and a half minutes, so it's probably going to take me another year or two to get up to the 45-minute mark. But then I think that's what they call, consider you golden at that point, and then you walk barefoot, and you don't really need to do as much. But there are some specifics that I'm not don't have off the top of my head right now because I'm not at that point. But I highly, highly recommend the whole process of and technique of sun gazing. Of course, another interesting technique. Is one that comes as what I call the second phase of reality creation. And reality creation comes from the idea that thought and belief creates. And no event comes with a built-in meaning. So the idea here is that the formula in this one is on positive spin, is that you place a positive spin and a positive definition on an outer circumstance, and you'll have a positive experience. And if you place a negative definition and a negative emotional spin on an outer circumstance, you'll have a negative experience. And I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about here about positive spin and positive emotion. Okay, let's just say as an example, your car's in the shop. You don't know what's wrong with it. Okay. You could have a very fearful definition of that, as well as exude the emotion of fear, which would be examples of putting a negative definition and a negative emotion into this process, and then see that you'll probably have a negative experience from how it all pans out. Okay, another way to do this would be to place a positive definition that something really good's going to come from taking your car in, and as well as a positive emotional spin. And when I'm talking about positive emotion, I'm talking about, yeah! I'm talking about get some emotion going and get some positivity into your thinking. And I've been doing this technique for about 15 years now, and it's never not worked. And I've been sharing this on ET Yoga for about that long as well, because it blows your mind when you figure out that it does work. And I challenge the ET Yoga listening audience to log in a notebook anything in your life that you consider to be a negative and start putting a positive definition on it and get some positive emotion going in there, like, I can't see any possible way that something good can come of this, but yeah, I just can't wait to find out what it is and get some good positive emotion going with that. Because the way it works is that you start attracting yourself to those holograms that match that frequency. And the truth of the matter is that you can't experience anything in this third dimension unless you're a frequency match for that circumstance. That's how things work. And once you catch on that this works, then you're going to start getting into the whole idea of reality creation. Because to me, this is the easiest way to get your foot in the door. That and going over your old beliefs from childhood, which are manifesting, and you can thank your original caregivers for downloading you those positive emotion and great ideas, but maybe some of them aren't so good anymore that they've kind of they're not useful, that you need to eliminate. That's part of the maturation process. And the truth is that it's your thoughts, your emotions, your definitions, and your beliefs that create your outer experience in this 3D world. You can't experience it unless you are a frequency match for it. That is just the physical fact of life. So that, to me, is another very positive technique. Now, moving on with another technique, Pillar of Light, that comes from the Pleiadians. The idea here is to sit in very comfortably in a chair or on the ground, if you like, or on the floor, but with your spine in a straight position. And you're going to be calling forth a pillar of light coming through from whatever your highest concept is, God, higher self, prime creator, all that is, that this light, this column of light, is going to be attracted to you and come down through all of your 12 chakras. And before I do that technique, I usually like to send a grounding cord from my second chakra and visualize like a blue silverish cord that goes from my second chakra down to the center of the earth and grounds me there. And then I call forth a pillar of light. And if you focus on this for a couple of minutes, you'll start to feel the energy. And you can feel that energy intensify. It's the quickest way I know to raise your frequency. And pillar of light is highly recommended by the Pleiadians in particular. I'd also like to share with you a concept called believability. Okay, say, for example, you want to be, it's a way of kind of pinpointing down what you really believe about how long things might take to happen. Okay, so, for example, I want to an airplane pilot. I'm going to be an airplane pilot. Okay, can I do that today? Ask yourself, yes or no? No? No. Okay, do you think you could do it in 10 years? Oh, yeah, no problem. Okay, can you do it in 5 years? No. All right, or if it's 7 years and you hesitate, hesitation usually means no, because we know that there's certain things that in order to become an airplane pilot, okay, you have to have a license, it takes the practice, all the steps that are involved. In your mind, how long does it take? You keep asking yourself these questions, and if you can answer yes, 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 yes all the time, then maybe there it might be a topic that you're available to experience at any moment, because there, you don't have any hesitation. Are you going to achieve that thing this week, this month, this year? If you're saying yes, that it could happen today, then that's where your belief is, and that's very likely a possibility for you. So this is a technique called believability. I'd also like to share the this idea about the Merkaba, and I know in the best meditations that I can suggest for you in terms of relating to this, not only the Merkaba, but also just generally is Solara on Ra. That's S-O-L-A-R-A-A-N-R-A, Solara on Ra. And she's gives a lot of Pleiadian information. And one of those is called the 13 chakra activation. With respect to the Merkaba, sometimes in her meditation, she'll just say that, have you just mentally say that I activate my Merkaba. And that is one way to do that. One of the ideas that I use is you can go online and find a visual of two counter-rotating tetrahedrons. And the idea here being is that you sit in a comfortable way and feel sort of a pyramidal energy around you, because everybody is surrounded by a Merkaba. I mean, we all have them. And in fact, everything in the universe is surrounded with a Merkaba field. And the idea here being is see if you can feel that. And then inside of that pyramid, place a visualization of yourself inside two counter-rotating tetrahedrons. And that's why I say look that up on the internet so you can kind of see what it's supposed to look like. And they don't counter-rotate at exactly the same rate. So the idea here being is that you say to yourself, my counter-rotating tetrahedrons are now counter-rotating at the proper rate at half the speed of light. Then you go, my counter-rotating tetrahedrons are counter-rotating in a balanced way at 60% the speed of light. And then my counter-rotating tetrahedrons are counter-rotating in a balanced way at 70%, et cetera, up to 80, 90%, 99%. And then your counter-rotating tetrahedrons are counter-rotating in a balanced way faster than the speed of light. And the idea here being when you hit that level with total focus, you can go through a doorway and into the next dimension. And your Merkaba vehicle is a way for you to actually safely travel in other dimensions. So that's another very interesting technique. On ET Yoga, I always consider the main techniques to be the Hari Om Mantra, the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation, and the Merkaba technique. And when I do close the show tonight, I will share with you the Who Am I technique as taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi and Baba Ram Das. Now, when you're... So in terms of going over a number of techniques, I'd also wanted to add that I don't know if it could be actually called a technique. I guess it is because it's something that I do on a daily basis, and that is I use Egyptian healing rods. And if you don't know about Egyptian healing rods, I suggest you go online and look up Sri and Kira Ra, their website. And the research on them is amazing. They are just a tool that used to be used by the pharaohs, and it was only the inner circle that had them. The Russians discovered this, and they're basically zinc and copper rods that are filled with crystals that were forged in a pyramid, and it's basically like being in a pyramid. You hold them for like 15 or 20 minutes, and it's like being in a pyramid for that time. And if you do any kind of research on the effects of anything inside a pyramid, the effects are very, very positive. And they have a longevity an aspect to them as well as healing. And in my opinion, as well as the Pleiadians, all dis-ease comes from dysfunctional emotions, which appear in your auric field first before they manifest in the body. And these Egyptian healing rods will make your auric field light up like a Christmas tree. And you can see pictures of this online. And they're very similar to the Kirlian photography that's done on people that go into the healing chamber at the Bosnian pyramid. There's a healing chamber at the bottom there, and they do some Kirlian photography of people before and after, and it's very similar in terms of lighting up your auric field. So it's a way of healing and repairing your auric field. And obviously the pharaohs were kind of on top of something there for sure. And I might also add that... I really think it's interesting that all this new science that's coming out from our top quantum physicists, Tom Campbell, one of our top of the top guys, recently in the last year came out and said that that intent affects future probability. In other words, belief creates or thought creates. We're getting our scientists like Greg Braden and Joe Dispenza and Dr. Bruce Lipton, and I especially like Bruce Lipton's two-hour YouTube called The Biology of Belief, where he shows how it's belief that controls the everything that's happening in the body. In fact, this is what's even more interesting is that... as long as I've been doing ET Yoga, and I put up my website at etyoga.com, there's been a free download there called The Root Cause of Disease, and basically it's 10 years ahead of when these guys came out with their information that I postulated that everything that you experience in this reality is due to your beliefs, and as well as what's happening in your body, because what's happening in the outside world is also happening inside, and health and self-empowerment do cross-connect at some point. So the more you know about the universe, the more you know about how the body works. And it even gets even deeper than that, because in the 1970s, there were people that were presenting information of channeled material from extraterrestrial sources that were saying all the things that these modern scientists are now confirming. This is about almost 50 years later, and you can go back and prove it to yourself by going back and listening to the Seth material by Jane Roberts, and listening to Barbara Marciniak's first book. I don't know if it's her first book, but it's her best one, that's for sure, and that's Bringers of the Dawn. And you can get a free version of that on the Internet, Bringers of the Dawn. And if you don't know anything about ETs, there's a good place to start. If you don't believe in Pleiadians, check that one out. And another one was back in those days, Bashar started channeling through Daryl Anka, and much of the same information, and I'm sure a number of other people as well. But those are just three specific places where you can go. And what I think is hilarious is, like, this is 50 years ago. 50 years ago, I was wired on all this stuff and waiting for somebody to come along and prove it. And then finally Greg Braden comes along and proves that that thought and emotion can dissolve tumors, and proves it with his YouTube video, Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes. Then Bruce Lipton comes along and proves that it's actually your mind that controls everything in your body, and creates all kinds of biochemical reactions to happen, and it breaks it all down into the specifics. And even he says it's not that, you know, your doctor's a bad guy or anything. He's just not taught, you know, the real stuff. I mean, our doctors are taught Newtonian physics, which is basically like looking at a car, looking at your body like you're looking at a car. There's all their moving parts, and they look at all the parts, and they see what's not working, and then they make a diagnosis, and then they deal with it. But with no a thought to what created the condition or that the mind had anything to do with it. And quantum physics is now proving that this is a necessary component if you really want to talk about what's causing a disease and what's curing it. Of course, there's a lot less money in it for the medical system if you're able to get to heal yourself, which you are. And but I just think it's fascinating because these guys are all just confirming what extraterrestrial information was telling us 50 years ago. And I'm getting the same thing from the Syrians. I got the same thing from the Arcturians, from the Andromedans, from Pleiadians, and even through a Bashar, through the Esasani information. And this was like, and I've been cross-referencing that information with the yoga information that I received, because my teachers were Sri Swami Satchidananda, Sri Ramana Maharshi, and Paramahansa Yogananda were my main teachers in the yogic realms. So I've been cross-referencing the ET information for 50 years. I knew it was all, it's not all correct. You have to, you know, do your discernment and sift and sort all the garbage out, because there's so much garbage out there that it's, you know, it takes a keen sense of discernment in order to weave your way through the bunch of BS that's out there. But the point is that information's been here. These guys are now proving it, which is will give the average person a lot more, I guess, faith in the process. And I'd also like to take this opportunity to suggest that people do visit my website at etyoga.com. It's designed as a one-stop shop for spirituality, because there are ebooks there that deal with the topics that would connect you to about another 150 pages of information on the internet. And I also have my latest book there, ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond, The True Nature of Reality. Much appreciate your support there. It's $9.95. I guess you need a PayPal to purchase it online. It's also available, I think, at Amazon.com and a few other places that I forget. I do appreciate your support of products that are on the page, and I also appreciate donations there. I much appreciate the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you, because it's amazing that more and more people are just, you know, turning on to yoga, the real yoga, which means union of you and your higher self, or you and the universe. It's all about the real yoga, not just the hatha yoga that in North America has been equated with. It's only a branch of yoga, and most people think that yoga is just all about standing on your head. And as Sri Swami Satchidananda would say, yoga is more about standing on your feet than it is standing on your head. And I'd like to also, at this point, invite my listening audience to email me with program content suggestions. And you can always email me at paperfungo, paperfungo, at yahoo.ca, or at green, green, etyoga.com. Okay. So and nothing makes my day better more than hearing about your successes. And I gave you tons of techniques tonight. If you're having success with any of them, much appreciate hearing from you. And in closing, I'd like to share with you the Who Am I technique, where you place your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then when you become that spot, you do ask the question, who am I? And you can do that once or five times or whatever feels comfortable. But the main idea is get to the highest place you know how to get to first, then put your full attention, as much concentration as possible, in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part